You're listening to SBS News.
Encouraging words from the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. New coronavirus case numbers are starting to drop on a global scale.
For the third week in a row, the number of new cases of COVID-19 reported globally fell last week. There are still many countries with increasing numbers of cases, but at the global level, this is encouraging news. It shows this virus can be controlled, even with the new variants in circulation.
But as Dr. Tedros points out, it's a position the global community has been in before.
Over the past year, there have been moments in almost all countries when cases declined and governments opened up too quickly and individuals let down their guard, only for the virus to come roaring back.
Dr. Tedros says even with vaccinations proceeding, governments need to keep using social distancing and crowd control strategies. The WHO says investigating the origins of the virus is another important step toward ending the health crisis. WHO's Maria Van Kerkhove says the expert team in China is making progress.
The team is on the ground, as you know. They are having very productive discussions with Chinese counterparts, visiting different hospitals around Wuhan. They've had a very good visit to the market, seeing firsthand the stalls and walking through, and we had some good feedback from them. They've also met with counterparts at the Wuhan CDC. But as you know, the plans and the visits that they have provide detailed information, and all of this detailed information requires analysis, which is ongoing.
Wuhan is the capital of China's central Hubei province, where the outbreak emerged in late 2019. Hospitals and markets are listed as the team's main priority sites, but they'll be limited to visits organised by Chinese authorities, and due to health precautions, will not have contact with community members. The mission is becoming increasingly politically charged, with Chinese authorities seeking to avoid blame for claimed missteps in early response systems. On the other hand, international agencies are questioning the validity and transparency of the investigation. Mark Ryan, Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Program, says authorities need to refrain from making such insinuations.
We are in the field with experts from 10 countries looking to find the answers. If you have the answers, if you think you have some answers, please let us know. We've had this here before at this very press conference. People making allusions to intelligence that was available that had the answers. That was never provided. So who's responsible here? And who's acting responsibly? To say that you won't accept a report before it's even written, to say that you have intelligence that is not being provided.
He says questions without answers aren't a sign of withholding information, rather a lack of understanding of a complex issue.
As you gather more information, you get some answers, and then it creates more questions. The fact that you have to ask a different question 2 weeks later to a different person doesn't mean that someone is holding back information. It means you haven't asked the right question yet.
Nearly 2 weeks of vaccine supply shortfalls have sent the European Union into damage control. Sandra Galina, European Commission Director General for Health and Food Safety, has tried to defend the program, saying there is no envy for countries with higher rates of inoculation.
If you calculate what has happened, we have already joined the bigger league of countries. When you look at the list of the top vaccinating countries, all the member states are in the top league. So I have nothing to envy to the US or to Israel.
Inequity in vaccine distribution remains a concern for the World Health Organization. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris has told Sky News the disparity between countries is huge.
Of the more than 40 million vaccinations that have happened, over 90% are happening in countries that we classify as high-income countries. It's important for the people of every country to understand that their interests lie in getting the whole world vaccinated. We won't stop this. This pandemic will continue to burn unless we do it at the same time around the world, really bring those disease levels down. We don't want more variants to develop. We don't want things to get more complicated.
However, complications with variants are wreaking havoc in the United Kingdom, with three variants circulating in the community. Despite pushing ahead with one of the world's quickest vaccination programs, the UK has had more than 105,000 COVID-19-related deaths, the highest death toll in Europe. The UK variant was first identified in the south of the country last year, but health authorities say more than 100 positive cases have been confirmed as the South African variant. Dr. Susan Hopkins, Chief Medical Advisor to the Public Health England, says people must follow government safety measures.
The most important thing that everyone can do right now is follow the hands, face, space and stay at home message. We will continue to watch the genome sequencing data very carefully for any new variant that emerges and enhance the efforts that we put to try and our best to reduce the spread of these variants.
And more strategic conversation is coming out of the United States as the new Biden administration settles in. President Joe Biden and the Senate Republicans are offering competing COVID-19 economic relief packages. Mr. Biden's plan calls for an additional $1.9 trillion U.S. in federal spending. The 10 GOP senators are calling for about $618 billion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will consider other views.
The president has been clear since long before he came into office that he's open to engaging with both Democrats and Republicans in Congress about their ideas. And this is an example of doing exactly that. It's an exchange of ideas, an opportunity to do that. What this meeting is not is a forum for the president to make or accept an offer. His view, it remains, the risk is not that it is too big. This package, the risk is that it is too small.
The US still has the most confirmed COVID cases in the world. More than 440,000 people have died there with the virus since the pandemic began, also the highest number in the world. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.